You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Grant Newsham, author of When China Attacks. He is in Hawaii, lucky fellow, Wahoo. However, before we turn to the news from the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas, where we've lost a valuable American patriot, the governor, we begin in Oahu because the excitement over the last 24 hours has been the sixth largest earthquake ever recorded, 8.8 or 8.9, somewhere in the northern Pacific, spreading tsunami warnings throughout the Pacific Rim. Hawaii especially was said to be reacting dramatically. Grant, a very good day to you. I know that it came to a very little ripple. However, your opinion of how Hawaii reacted, given the upgrade in tsunami warning technology and ability to communicate good information to the population. What is the opinion now about Hawaii, how Hawaii reacted? Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening, John. I think Hawaii reacted pretty well. Everyone took it very seriously, and they were trying to get both gasoline and also to higher ground, which created some traffic jams, of course. But I say it wasn't a huge panic that I noticed, and the military helped out, opening roads and ready to provide support. But the authorities kind of had their acts together this time, maybe more than ever. And that's important. And you never quite know when you're going to get a real one.
On your phone, what did it show when they called you out? Did they override whatever you were doing on your phone? Did you notice?
Actually, I must say, they did send out an alarm, the note, and, you know, I took a look at it. And having been in Japan for the 311 earthquake and tsunami and seeing how these things usually turn out, I paid attention. But at the same time, I wasn't all that worried and was glad I didn't have to go get a tank of gas.
So the phone did alert everybody at the same time, and they paid attention to it and responded. Good. A very successful Hawaii rehearsal for the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Japan feels pretty much the same thing. We responded well. They did evacuate some of the workers at the Fukushima plant, still maintaining that catastrophe. But there's no report of casualties. So it was a big quake, ring of fire. We go now to the news from the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas Island and the loss of Governor Arnold Palacios, whom you know personally. A veteran of governor for the area. What did Governor Palacios bring that is going to be missed?
Well, what he brought was somebody who wanted an honest society, an honest government. And that's something that you don't see very often. People talk the language a lot. But when he came in, he noticed that there was about $1.6 billion in U.S. federal aid that nobody could account for. And he was pleading from the time he took office for the U.S. government, for the FBI, Department of Justice, Treasury, Interior, that actually kind of controls CNMI matters, asking them to please send investigators, accountants. We've got to clean this up. And I've spent many years dealing with public and private corruption. I've never seen a public official call for this kind of scrutiny. He was begging for help. And this does not make you popular in certain quarters in your territory and in CNMI. He was a very lonely man. He said sometimes he felt like John the Baptist, but he thought he had to do this. He was asking for help, and it was not forthcoming from the United States. And this corruption ties into Chinese subversion, Chinese political warfare, which has done very nicely over the last couple decades, if not longer, in creating divisions and creating a pro-China constituency in the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands.
The decision by the FBI was not to pursue the investigation. It names, however, Governor Ralph Torres and something called the Imperial Pacific Casino. What is the suspicion of where you put $1.6 billion.
Well, that it's hard to put. You can't really put it in Saipan, so you move it elsewhere. That's not a big place. You can just make it disappear. Say Philippine real estate, U.S. real estate, you name it. But it's not that hard to find out, because find it if you're a decent investigator, because there's not many ways to disguise it where it's gone. But what's going on is the Imperial Pacific Casino, which you've just mentioned, was a Chinese casino that came in the early 2010s. It came into Saipan promising billions of dollars, spreading money around, you know, making a contribution to them, fed to the employees, the state employee retirement fund, paying everyone's electric bill, just lavishing cash on everyone. And what they were doing was basically buying off the Saipan, the CNMI government. And it was easy for them to do. You had people who were glad to have the money, a little bit of power, and the Chinese ran wild. And you have to look at the casino really as an extension of the Chinese Communist Party and its regional and global subversion efforts. Something very similar works in the United States and Washington as well, but this we're talking about CNMI. And the corruption that went along with this, it subverted a chunk of society. You know, when you have these people allowing, for example, the casino to dig up ancestral grave sites to build their casino without batting an eye, that gives you some sense of just how effective Chinese subversion was. Everyone knew this, and the government, the U.S. government, did come in and seize a lot of records, a lot of evidence from the governor's office and other places, and also from IPI. And they have the materials, but they've just decided to do nothing with it, apparently.
This is the United States of America. 45,000 is the population number I have here, but the CNMI is the U.S. of A. So we're looking at a story where the Chinese soft power has successfully targeted, we can presume will continue to target CNMI. And one more detail about where this is and what happens next. Is this part of the story that must be maintained? Secure lines of communication in the event of war? Is that how CNMI works?
Very much. It's essential for the U.S. defensive position in Asia and in the Pacific. In fact, the U.S. military is putting in hundreds of millions of dollars in construction, airfields, port improvements, etc., in CNMI and elsewhere in the region. So the military is doing its job, trying to get in its house in order, get spread out so it's a harder target and so it can operate more effectively. And meanwhile, Chinese political subversion has made inroads into the local society. So you actually have a constituent that says, we don't really like the Americans all that much. We think China's the better option. It offers us economic prosperity. So, you know, military, just stand back a bit. So the U.S. military could actually, do things just right and still lose because it's not paying attention to Chinese political warfare. And this is where really the FBI, Department of Justice, and ultimately the Trump administration's failure to follow up on this investigation that Governor Palacios and just demand he was begging for. This is a huge failing. It may not look like much. It may seem like a place people haven't heard much of. But if you don't take care of this, you could find that the cost of remedying this inaction on the part of the government now is going to be paid for in the lives of a lot of sailors and Marines and airmen when the time comes. This is a potential strategic disaster that's in the making.
And finally, 30 seconds, the casino, is it shut down or is it still operating?
It's shut down. I think it just got too much publicity, ultimately. And I think the Chinese Communist Party pulled the plug on it. But there's another Chinese company maintaining a facade as a Japanese company that seems to be angling for its assets. So it's not like the Chinese have gone away here, and they've still got plenty of proxies in CNMI. And without Governor Palacios around, well, these guys just might run wild unless Washington does its job and does what Governor Palacios asked them to do. And that would be a fitting tribute to a very honest, a very decent man.
Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps, retired, author of When China Attacks.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
L-E-X. W-E-E-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids.
But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.